fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 30th of March. The prepper tip of the day is to get yourself a greenhouse. Seriously. Get the best and largest one that you can afford that will fit in the space that you've got. Learn how to garden. Learn all the things necessary to have raise your own fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices, all those fun things. And you'll be very glad you did. This is going to be a really big deal very quickly, in case you don't know. And learn how to preserve the produce and fruits that you grow. Get yourself a high-quality canner. The All-American brand, by the way, is the only one made so precisely you don't need a gasket between the lid and the bottom part. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest about 25-plus years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become expert in anything and everything to do with international communism. And we will have our Tuesday morning roundtable with Jeff Nyquist and Leon Green. Leon's a former U.S. Navy officer. We may be joined by Steve Ben Noon. That's unknown at the moment. Jeff Nyquist's website is jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Well, sir, these weeks seem to slip by pretty quickly, don't they, sir?
Yeah, they do.
I doubt you heard any of the first half hour of my show today, but we have another whistleblower has come forward, Jeff. This is Dr. Michael Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, Yankee Echo Alpha Delta Oscar November, Dr. Michael Yeadon. Listen to these credentials, Jeff. Former vice president and chief science officer for Pfizer. He's basically saying, there's an entire article interview with him is at my website at thelibertyman.com. He's saying that the COVID vaccines are dangerous. They need to be stopped immediately. There's a photograph of this guy, Jeff, here at the article. You can tell this guy's no Montana farmer or plumber, electrician, or mechanic. This is a guy who spent most of his adult life indoors doing his research. Impeccable credentials. Perhaps somebody of his stature to make this kind of statement is highly unusual, don't you think, Jeff?
Well, that makes him and Dr. Gert Vandenbosch. That's two of them with credentials like this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now,
they both agree the vaccines need to be stopped immediately. They disagree as to some of the engineering scientific details, but they do both are in complete agreement that the vaccines are dangerous and need to be stopped immediately. There's some belief, and Leon is going to do some research for us, to Dr. Yaden may have gone public as long as 6 months ago, which would be great if he did. It's an interesting side note. But what I was telling my audience earlier, Jeff, is that if I had an assignment to do trial preparation and find an expert in viruses and vaccines, that this is the kind of guy I would want to be an expert for presenting evidence in a trial as a world-class virologist, a world-class expert in these areas of expertise. Well, Jeff, we, you know, our discussions last week, there was some discussion about the true motivations of Bill Gates, and you mentioned that Gates had stated publicly that he wanted to help people have babies that would live, and that would decrease the increase of the world's population. And I don't doubt that Bill Gates has said that publicly, but we also have the public record of what's happened in three countries in Africa and in the country of India with girls being sterilized by vaccines promoted by Bill Gates. That's the real-world experience we've had with Bill Gates and his vaccinations. Regardless, I think it was Leon. Was it Leon that you said a few minutes ago that the head of Pfizer has said publicly he did not get a vaccination because he didn't want to get in line first and jump over other people? You did say that, Leon, didn't
you, sir? Absolutely. Yes, sir. And I sent you that information both about the November 20th, it was when the Indian Times came out with him talking about it, as well as the most recent CEO. So that's in your inbox now.
Okay. All right. So the evidence is growing, Jeff and Leon, that men with world-class credentials in this very narrow area of expertise are coming out publicly saying, no, the vaccines are dangerous. No, don't get them. Well, Jeff, I assume you're not going to be getting the COVID vaccine yourself, sir, are you?
No, and I think, of course, these two doctors aren't against vaccines. They're against this particular vaccine.
Precisely.
They're against the COVID-19. And I think just on a common sense basis, I don't have to be a scientist from what they've told me to know it's dangerous, because when they tell you, you got to take this vaccine and it doesn't kill the virus in your system, you can still get it and pass it to others, you know it's dangerous, because to have COVID in your system and for it not to kill you, but to have it incubating in you, means that you've become a lab for this thing to mutate, because that's what it does if you don't get rid of it. So, because it's a mutating, it's a rapid to moderately high, you know, rapidly mutating virus. So that's just in itself, just common sense will tell you. And so, crazy.
Well, it is. And I was speaking to somebody about this yesterday. There's a quotation. I don't know who to give credit for the quotation. Somebody famous. There's nothing as uncommon as common sense. And that seems to be where we are, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, and I also believe that Pfizer, I heard that Pfizer executive, not only did he not get vaccinated, made us an excuse, I guess he was traveling to Israel when they were questioning him about it, but that he sold all of his Pfizer stock, I understand.
Really?
I also hear that's part of the story, too.
Now, this is a current or Pfizer or former Pfizer executive?
He's the same guy that did not have the shot.
Okay. Well, Once again, men at that level of a Fortune 500 company, they get picked up by a limousine driven by a bodyguard in the morning. They don't drive themselves to work, do they, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know about his case. You know, people who have money like that, you know, they can live the way they want, I suppose.
Well, but it's not a matter of finance. It's just a matter of value. When you're Dr. Michael Yaden, your knowledge and your skill sets is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of the value this man brings to a Fortune 500 company. And men and women at that level are protected because of the value of what's inside their head, not a matter of money, sir.
Yeah, I wonder if, because he didn't have the shot, I wonder if he realizes it's dangerous. And I wonder if, because he sold his stock, that he realizes the company's going to crash and burn. Because I don't know who's going to, you know, you have to use your imagination to think, if this thing proves to be dangerous, you know, pretty soon in the months to come, we're going to be sheltering against the people who've been vaccinated. Because those are the people that are going to be dangerous to be in contact with, well, not the people who haven't been vaccinated.
I see that as virtually impossible. The numbers I see are wildly variant in terms of how many Americans have received the COVID shot. On the low end, 45 million. On the high end, 75 million plus. But I think it's a fair statement, Leon and Jeff, that within the next 90 days, next 3 months, that pretty much every American who wants to get the COVID shot will have received it. What do you think, Jeff?
I think you got to remember that there's two shots.
Right.
And so when they give you a 45 million figure, that means 45 million shots, not 45 million people. I went through this and I was trying to figure it out. And I realized that they're talking about shots, not the number of people that have received a complete vaccine. We have no idea how many people took the first shot and changed their mind, decided not to follow through.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell, but within 90 days, we're going to be faced with most American adults who want the shot will have received it. The point being, how do we isolate ourselves from that many people? You know, I guess if you lived on an Amish farm and had no interaction with the general public, maybe you could do that, but it would be almost impossible to live a quote-unquote normal life and not interact with people who've had the shot, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Well, unless, of course, the shot kills most of the people who've had it.
Well, a little dark humor here. a little dark humor. It's hard to say who will die and how quickly from the shot, but it appears from the words of Dr. Michael Yaden, he's expressed his concern publicly that this is a depopulation effort. Will it take 4 months, 14 months? Will it take 24 months? These things are unknown, at least I don't know. Do you know, Jeff?
Yeah, no, I don't know because I'm not a biologist, but I know, you know, I've been trying to read about this. And, you know, when the Chinese tried a messenger RNA virus on their pigs, when they had this virus going through their pig herds, they injected. Now, they did not give in the article I saw exact figures, but they injected millions of piglets, and those piglets were wiped out.
Right,
now, there's a high rate of casualty of death when you look at that SARS vaccine for cats that they were working on that Dr. Lee Merritt talks about. That was 100% of the cats died. And it was the same mechanism in the RNA that we're talking about that Dr. Bosch mentioned. And that mechanism is that, and I've learned a little more over the last week, one of the concerns that Bosch has is that when you get the injection, the two injections, and your body starts making a spike protein that helps to neutralize but not get rid of the virus in your system. One of the problems is that spike protein, your body makes more of it than your immune system naturally would, and it crowds out other immune function responses. So not only does it not kill the entire COVID in your system, but now if COVID mutates, your system is not primed to stop it. And that is the mechanism that killed those cats in that Lee Merritt was talking about. Basically, well,
your,
yeah.
Your conclusions are exactly the same as mine, Jeff. Leon, I believe you concur as well. Leon?
Well, I wasn't sure if that was a question or a statement. Yes. In a matter of fact, yeah, Pfizer is indeed in the Fortune 100 category, so it's the top tier period. And yeah, they when they did the test for the last 20 plus years, they all of the tests that dealt with the messenger RNA attempts in genetic therapy has failed and killed 100% of all the animals. I mean,
so
they
the
died
question, gentlemen, Jeff and Leon, I don't know the answer. How quickly did all the animals die after receiving the vaccinations? Do you know, Jeff?
Yeah, with cats, it was 14 months. They all died.
14 months. Okay.
With ferrets, I don't know what the months were.
Well,
I think what I remember, they said that it depended on re-exposure to the virus after the virus had had a chance to mutate. So as soon as the virus significantly this virus can mutate in 10 hours. That's how fast it can mutate.
Amazing. What have we done to ourselves? What have we done? I've been shocked and surprised and disappointed at the number of people I know personally that have decided to get the COVID shot. It's, you know, I think we have an obligation, Jeff and Leon, to inform as many people as possible about the dangers of the COVID shot. I'm encouraging people to read and print out and forward the article where Dr. Yaden is being interviewed here. It's very powerful stuff. It has so much credibility that if anything's going to work, the interview with Dr. Yaden has a great possibility of working and convincing people of not to get the COVID shot. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I caution all my friends not to have the shot. I think some of my friends that have had the shot are, you know, they were forced to have the shot because of their jobs. They were going to lose their jobs or they were going to lose their positions in life. If they didn't, they're in California, they were making first responders, people who worked in hospitals, people that took care of other people. They were forcing, the state was forcing them to take the shot. Now, when you say forcing them, you know, obviously they wouldn't shoot them if they didn't, but
coercion.
They would coercion. Lose their livelihood. They right. will lose cool. their livelihood. And so well, for a lot of people, if you threaten their job, they're going to take the shot.
That's an unfortunate truth. And if you find yourself in that position, here's what I'm going to tell you. You can always get another job, but you only get one life. And, if it's time for a career change, it's time. It's time to move on. It won't be easy. It won't be fun, but it will be a matter of life and death to either change jobs or get a new career. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, well, the big concern that I'm thinking is when you, let's say we're right about this, what are the social and political ramifications? As soon as people realize that the vaccinated people are dying in large numbers, you're talking about total mayhem in this country and all the other countries where this messenger RNA technology has been used on people. Because once that happens, people are going to be angry. They're going to know that they have a very high chance of dying if they were vaccinated. And they are going to be angry at who? There's going to be a, you know, we haven't had accountability in this country for decades. You had 9/11. Nobody was held accountable for that.
Right, right.
You know?
Hold on, gentlemen. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. There's a special sale going on. In addition to the $50 off on every unit at my website, there's an additional up to $80 off that you can participate in for about the next 2 weeks or so at thelibertyman.com for your EMP Shield devices. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Gentlemen, I just got a note from Steve Ben Noon. His dad's in the hospital, so he's dealing with that right now and won't be with us this morning. So it's the three of us, and we got callers on hold. I should remind people that Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog, and his books are for sale at Amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box to find and buy Jeff's books. Our first caller here is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was listening to carefully to what Jeff was saying, and yeah, I've been familiarizing myself with the works of some of the dissenting doctors like Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Bosch. And I would just took one thing to add to what Dr. Bosch is saying about the manufacturing of these spike proteins by the ribosomes in the cells is that the antibody, they make the ribosomes make the spike proteins, and then the body develops the antibody. Now, this antibody is large and dominant, as Jeff was starting to say, and it's highly specific. That is, it only works on the version of the virus for which it was manufactured. So if a variant comes down the pike later on, you have this large dominant specific antibody that's not going to attack it, and it is going to impede other immune system functions, which would help if they hadn't been sequestered by the antibody. So the antibody is setting people up for a really bad response to an alternate strain down the road. And that's huge. Yeah, so that's one thing. The thing about the J&J vaccine is they take the spike proteins themselves, wrap them in nanolipids, which have never been injected into the human body before, and coat them with polyethylene glycol, which is Miralax, basically, as a shell. So it's an egg-like thing with the polyethylene glycol shell. The nanolipids in this, it would be like the whites of the egg, and the spike proteins in the center. And one problem with this sort of these things, and the adenovirus is used messenger RNA vaccines, is that these things could trigger oncogenes and create cancers down the road. So it's a pick your poison type situation. What do you want, the risk of cancer, or do you want the risk of getting really nailed by an alternate strain, or you want to hold off from getting the vaccine and take the risk of possibly losing your job or something like that. In my workplace, someone who recently had both vaccine shots was exposed to the virus in a home emergency situation, and before she could come back to work, she had to get a negative test, even though she already had gotten both injections, because the treatment, the shot, the inoculation does not prevent you from contracting or spreading the virus. So there you go.
Pretty amazing. Right. Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
Take care.
Well, Leon, Glenn's prognostications certainly are consistent with everything we already know, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And yes, in essence, remember they were describing the super spreaders? Yeah,
right.
And you have now a choice of, you know, if you want to really talk about statistic and odds, the odds of you, if you don't have those core morbidities or cofactors, obesity, high blood pressure, things of that nature, of you dying from COVID versus dying and being severely injured by the vaccine is over 200 times the risk that you'll have more damage from the vaccine. And the number of mothers or pregnant women who miscarried, especially with the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe, is through the roof. And that was some of the reasons why those 20 countries stopped the progress of the vaccines.
That's right.
Because of the number of mothers. And you know, they also AstraZeneca has the blood clotting issue, which the blood pretty much turns, it congeals, and then they die of pretty much asphyxiation. So there's so many different layers to this onion, because there's so many different vaccines, let me say the word vaccine. They've had to change the Webster definition of vaccine now in the last. It's been that way for 30-plus years, and now they just changed it recently because of all the blowback. And so now it does include gene therapy, which is causing these cancers, the spontaneous abortions because the placenta detaches from the wall, and the whole myriad of other respiratory issues that are attached. And what blows us away is that the people who thought they were getting these vaccines were thinking, now I can go back to hugging my children and grandchildren, and I don't have to wear a mask anymore. And Fauci says, no, you still have to do all that stupidity.
Right.
Oh, here's your third mask.
So hold that thought, Leon. We got another caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 30th of March, and my website is thelibertyman.com. It is thelibertyman.com. We have a vacation coming up for 11 lucky families to join me at Steve Whitman's beautiful camp up there in Princeton, Maine. A great getaway, wonderful food. We'll be talking about this Friday. The food is spectacular, and the scenery is spectacular. Professional photographers come there to take photographs of the sunsets. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, we're getting caught up on energy cleaner orders. It's been a lot of fun. It's been tough. A 300% increase in orders these past 12 months. But we're getting caught up on back orders and taking new orders. Helping people get their life back. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up and ship priority mail from the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, and you'll get it in just a few days, unless you're in Thailand. I'm shipping one to Thailand pretty quickly here. Toll-free our line to get your energy cleaner and your mattress pad is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Leon Green, former United States Navy officer. And we got some callers on the hold here, gentlemen. First, we go to Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. The news is out. An AstraZeneca vaccine, they want to use it on the poorer countries. I heard it on the radio last night. What could go wrong with that? The one that they don't want to use in Europe, 20 countries so far? I don't know. They want to use it on the poor countries. Brilliant.
Well, is that another one that has to be refrigerated at something like 40 or 50 degrees below zero or 70 degrees below zero?
I don't think so. I think it's just so bad that these countries that have any kind of a lifestyle said, no, we don't want this. It's killed too many. It's done too much damage. I don't know the details on the damage. I just know it's... Yeah.
Amazing. It'll be shipped to Asia, South America, and Africa then, obviously.
Africa for sure. Yeah. Go get them. I wanted to clarify something with Jeff. Don't laugh too hard. The TED Talk regarding Bill Gates, I listened to it again, and I was trying to figure out, because you're not the only person who said that he was saying something about the 10 or 15 people that die due to the vaccine health, population reduction, by vaccination, health controls, and birth control.
Right.
I didn't hear him say that this was due to a change in social behavior or any sort of a detailed explanation in the video I saw. So I'm wondering if you saw a different video.
He doesn't specify. You're right. In that talk, he doesn't specify.
Well, I want to ask Jeff, because he came up with that, and I don't know where people are getting this from.
Well, I think it's from other sources, but I don't speak for Jeff. Jeff, you got some response here?
So what is it? Say again, what is it I supposedly said?
said last week was that people are going to change their behavior if their children don't die at young ages, and they won't have so many extra children.
That's what Gates
in Africa.
That was what Gates was saying in the TED Talk. I mean, the justification for the vaccines was that the thinking behind it is that if they know that their children are not going to die of one of these diseases, that they won't have so many children, then they can give them birth control pills, I guess. And that's sort of all the social do-gooders and the people that believe in that, they're all for Planned Parenthood and all that. And they want to get these kind of things going in the third world.
Right. But this is not something that he actually directly said, but this is something that other people are saying?
No.
Is that the idea?
That's the idea in his TED Talk that he gave years ago.
Right. And apparently, what's on my website, Dave, is only 4 minutes of a presentation. It's about 45 minutes long. So he easily
could have said listened that. To the full thing. I didn't hear it. I'm just trying to figure out where people are getting that information.
If you look at Planned Parenthood in the third world, that's one of their reasonings. If you go back and you read what they're saying, they don't repeat that mantra every time. They have code words for it, but that's what they're saying.
I see.
Okay.
Okay, I get your line of thinking there. Okay, now, Fauci, by the way, they had him on split screen on the TV, and they showed him getting a shot in his left arm earlier in the day or a few days before, and then they showed him in live saying, oh yes, it hurt my arm, and he put his hand up to the top of his right arm. The arm he gets shot. I mean, they're telling you, they're showing you he's lying, folks.
Right. Saline solution doesn't hurt, does it?
I don't get it. But anyway, I want to talk about adaptive immune escape, which is what Dr. Bosch was talking about, that if you have a large amount, if your antibodies are all focused on one particular spike protein, and there is a modification, a mutation, and now this mutant doesn't have that spike protein, then you don't have, your immune system is too focused on the one protein that it can't, it can't identify the mutant as a problem and eliminate it the way an unvaccinated person would. So there's many mutations that occur, but these mutations are quickly killed. Just one particle is quickly killed by the immune system generally. They don't get to multiply in the body and escape. But these vaccinated people, he's thus explaining, turn into bioreactors that will multiply and spew release other variants that aren't caught by that antibody. And I'm sure there are numerous mutants that will be caught by the original antibody because they still have the spike protein, which is exactly recognized by the antibody. So that's his explanation. Does that make sense? A little sense?
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, right. I thought there was some confusion on that.
Well, we got some clarification. That's good, Dave. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, there was one important thing that occurred to me. I was talking to somebody, and I finally occurred to me. I stepped in their shoes, and they said, well, this vaccine is going to prevent me from getting or from dying from COVID-19. And they really believe this. And this is something that we don't necessarily believe, so we don't always look at things the way they do. And it occurred to me, what has killed about 500,000 people, according to their numbers so far? The lack of using the 26 different antiviral type agents that Sherry Tenpenny talks about, including hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They have been all suppressed. They weren't immediately distributed last January, were they? So the vaccine push has, which was all pre-planned probably, right, has caused already 500,000 deaths. Tell this to the people. Let them know that the vaccine has already killed 500,000 effectively. What do you think about that argument?
That's a bit too convoluted for most people to get the concept, I believe, there, Dave, quite frankly.
Really?
When you're dealing with general public, you need to be really simple and direct, unfortunately.
We had a solution, and right. And they right. suppressed it. The question is, this brings them to the question about why were those things suppressed, and is there anything else going on here? You see, they don't suspect anything weird is going on. That's the problem with them.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I have one comment. You know, Russia started mass producing hydroxychloroquine early on in this pandemic, and that's interesting. So we don't want people to have it. We tell doctors not to give it to people, but the Russians, they're mass producing it and making it available. Why is it that the last figure I saw on Russians being vaccinated was like 62,000 people were vaccinated. We're talking about, you know, millions of people here being vaccinated already. We're talking about, you know, maybe 20 something million people, 30 million people in the United States vaccinated. So this is very interesting the way we're doing this. I don't fully understand why they don't have, you know, measles is an RNA virus and we've had a shot for it for decades. You know, obviously there's a technical reason why this kind of virus can't be vaccinated against, and part of it is because it mutates rapidly, right? I think Bosch was saying in 10 hours it can mutate. So you get the shot and then you get the virus, you get the second shot, you're going to be able to, you know, they're telling you outright that taking the shot will not prevent you from getting it or shedding it. I mean, that's what they're saying. That our own government is saying that. I mean, I'm not making it up. I'm just repeating what they're telling us. So just on common sense, that should tell you that you got a problem. If you can get the shot and you still can give it to other people, you still have to wear a mask, they tell you, if you got this vaccine.
No problem.
The vaccine works. Why would you
experiment?
Have to wear a mask?
Yeah. Yeah.
The government had not solved any problem. They just magnified it. We know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Well, Dave, we got lots of callers. Let's move on, sir. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Elizabeth is back again, it looks like. Elizabeth.
Hi, John. The reason why I'm calling back, the conversation prior to Dave's triggered something that I recalled from last night, an interview that I was listening to. This man by the name of Christopher Sky, he's an activist up in Canada. And he has exposed a lot, as well as he's teaching people how to fight for the rights and everything. He was subjected at one airport to a swab PCR test in his throat. Following that, he developed a blister there, as well as it became darkened area in his throat. He demanded that doctors examine him. He said it was some kind of a reaction, but what he said he found out was that on the PCR swab test kit, it said sterile and it said EO. He says the EO stands for ethylene oxide. It's a known cancer carcinogen. But the National Institute of Health has been experimenting with it to keep biological products free of contaminating DNA and that sort of thing. And it has been used with consumables such as cotton swabs. I forwarded that article to you, John.
Okay.
I did record some of his interview that was live streamed last night. And this young man knows a great deal. And I just want people to be aware that if they have any, and he even went on to say that this one woman who was subjected to this test developed a hole through her throat, bled internally, and died in Canada. I think this needs further looking into, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, appreciate that. All right. Well, we're covering a lot of good territory here. And let's see. Looks like we got Glenn back. Glenn in Pennsylvania, you're back, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, a few very quick, very specific points. What Dave is saying about the response to an alternate strain and the spike proteins is not what Dr. Gerhard Vandenbosch is saying. Vandenbosch is saying it is precisely the specificity and dominance of the antivirus that mean that it will not react against the new strain. And that is potentially deadly. And point two about AstraZeneca has applied for distribution in the United States now, and they are denying any cause with the thrombosis and the clotting. They're saying that is not from the AstraZeneca. Supposedly that is a resolved issue, and they've gone ahead and applied for distribution in the U.S. Number three, about the freezing temperatures required for the mRNA vaccines, because of the logistical problems this creates, they've supposedly tested and discovered that it is sufficient to keep them in refrigerated conditions. So I know people who've worked at these distribution sites. They have to take them out of the fridge, draw up in the Pfizer, for example, draw up six doses out of the one vial, and then they have to administer those within 20 minutes or a half hour or something like that. So supposedly the deep temperatures aren't as necessary, they're saying. So it's regular refrigeration, AstraZeneca denying clotting and applying in the U.S., and mRNA antibody will not help with a variant strain that comes in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any follow-up there, Leon?
No, sir.
Jeff, follow up on Glenn's comments.
No, that's what he's saying is exactly right. It's the vaccine makes a specific spike protein in the body that cannot really react to if the virus mutates sufficiently outside the range of that protein, spike protein's reach. You got a problem. It's going to get past your immune system.
Absolutely. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Sorry, I was fixing coffee, but I'm here now. Okay. Regarding this vaccine, my daughter called me because she lives in a household of seven people. Six people, including herself, were not getting the vaccine at all. One person said, I'm going to get it anyway. So they went and got the vaccine. They've gotten one dose. Okay, this was about a couple weeks ago. after about a week, the whole household got extremely sick after this person got a shot. My daughter, the three kids, and there's one adult, another adult. Anyway, I mean, they got really sick. And respiratory, just mom, I think it was because they got the vaccine. I said, well, I've heard that. So I wound up to say that. She's waiting to see what happens when the person gets the second shot.
Hold that thought.
I've got one more thing to share.
Hold on. We'll back to you after the break. Bye. Hold on.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of March, visiting with the roundtable this morning. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, and Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. You have some more comments here. One more comment for us here, Deborah?
Oh, yes, I just wanted to complete that. The children are late teens, so I just want to say that. But they got all of them at the same time, 1 week after the other person got the shot. They were sick for like a week. They all had to, couldn't go to school, and some couldn't go to work. Okay. The second thing, I was watching Friday Night Hannity with Bongino. The very end of the show, they were talking about, of course, the CDC, ex-CDC man that has come out with his information that it was made in Wuhan. But anyway, the striking comment was a lady, and I didn't catch her name. At the very end, she said, wait till the people find out that China has their DNA from those test kits. And then they'd cut her off, and I've been trying to find that video, and they only pull up half of the full Hannity show, and I can't find that section of her saying that comment, so, which is interesting. So anyway, those who were talking about the DNA with the test kit, it's a possibility that China has. Yeah, okay.
Thank
so
you,
I just
Deborah.
Wanted to share those two things.
Okay. Well, thank you, Deborah. We appreciate that.
Okay,
Jeff,
I've
heard that the when you take these tests, that you're giving up DNA that can, once it's captured, they've got it to do with whatever they choose to, don't they, Jeff?
Well, yeah. I mean, mapping DNA for, it is believed that some bioweapons can be DNA specific. So they can tell what your weaknesses are, and they can go after your weakness.
And Leon is a former U.S. Navy officer. What all militaries do is attempt to identify and exploit weaknesses, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. Think of lines of communication. They take out the bridges, electricity, water, and, yeah, everybody gets affected by that. So, yeah, the LOCs are crucial, and so by knowing the weaknesses, and in this case, knocking out the internet, everybody's in the dark. How many people have ham radios? So, yes.
Absolutely. We're going to top the hour break. Let's see if we can get started with Kyle from Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. So, I just wanted to read this, John. It came off of a YouTube channel called The Prepared Homestead, and he captured this off of one of the websites of one of the vaccine makers. And this is the way they talk about it. It says, our operating system. And then underneath it says, recognizing the broad potential of mRNA science, we set out to create.
Hold that thought. We'll get back after the break here, Kyle. Hold on. We've got a break.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.